Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Very special guest joins us on the phone, and that is Dan Fisher, the head coach of the Pitt volleyball team. And a big one in store for you tonight, coach. Number one ranked in the country, taking on Penn State. They're third in the country. It's at the Peterson Event Center, 7 p.m., and it will be on the ACC Network. Think you might get some people in the building for this one, coach?
Yeah, well, as of yesterday, I think we had like 9,000 tickets out. So I think there's a chance we sell it out.
Holy cow.
That's a lot. That's fantastic. And, Coach, we all know, like, how hard you all have worked. And, you know, going back to last year, I tell people all the time, one of the best experiences that I've ever had was being the honorary captain against Louisville with you guys. And it was just fantastic. And to see where you're at right now, what is the mindset? What is your team's mindset heading into this game tonight, knowing that the target is on your back right now for the first time ever?
Well, that was a pretty good game you were on the bench for, Doran. They're not all that exciting. But you know, the mindset is we're just kind of focused on ourselves. I mean, I'd be stupid to say that we're not excited about a big crowd. But I feel like the number one ranking, you know, we like it. I think we're used to it in the ACC, let's put it that way. It's not new. Within our conference, we're used to teams getting up to play us. And so we're just trying to look at it the same way. Like, our goal is to win a national championship. So, you know, this isn't postseason, but we feel like it's a great test early.
And obviously Penn State has been a good program for a while, and they're coming in here, which is only going to juice the Pete up tonight. You guys beat Penn State in the 2021 NCAA tournament round of 32. When you came in here, did you ever look at Penn State and say, all right, we want to measure up to a program like that and exceed that? Or do you not think about it until you guys are matched up against them?
Well, Penn State just is an incredible program and had, you know, a great run of championships. And but when I first got here, we were just trying to get in the tournament. So it wasn't really, I mean, I think everyone was measuring themselves against them in a way for about 10 years. But no, when I first got here, I was just trying to make the tournament and keep my job. But then as the program got better, you know, we still do a regional kind of seating for part of the NC2A bracket. And so it was kind of one of those things where it was like, hey, if we get good enough, they're going to send us to Penn State. And so we always kind of knew we'd play them early in the tournament. But now that both of us have higher rankings, it hasn't happened as much.
Dan, if there's volleyball watchers out there, they understand the sport. And, you know, I was naive to the sport, didn't understand it. And then I got, you know, up to speed as the game did go on, the match did go on. For the volleyball wanting fan and wanting to learn about volleyball that's listening right now, and they want to watch your team tonight, what can you say about your team that you do well? Like, we do this. This is why we are a top-tier program in college volleyball. This is what we do very well, and this is why.
Well, two things. Right now, I think we're number two in the country in opponent hitting percentage. So, and we're about the same offensively. But I think historically, we really want to be a great defensive team. So lots of blocks, lots of back row, you know, dynamic play. But, and then on the offensive side, you know, we don't try to tip our way to victory. We have some very athletic goals that, you know, we want to hit the ball as hard as we possibly can.
So you guys set the previous attendance record against Penn State in 2019 with over 5,000 people, broke the record in when you guys were talking about with Doran there against Louisville. Expected to do it tonight because the previous record, 8,865. Looking forward to watching this one tonight, Coach. Really appreciate you coming on. Best of luck and enjoy the environment.
Will do. Thanks, guys, for having me.
No, hey, thank you. Hail to Pitt.
Dan Fisher.
Hail to Pitt.
A very nice man who's done an incredible job.
Unbelievable. I mean, you should see, like, on a regular day, like, practice basis. Like, my eyes were huge. Like, just what they go through. The thing that stuck out the most to me was just how, like, unified they are. Like, it's fantastic. And to see those girls and how much they care about each other, you know, how much they have each other's back. And if something does go wrong, how they pick each other up. Like, you don't get that in football.
It's like after every point.
After every point, they are so positive. And I'm like, man, if some other sports just adopted that mentality, you would see a lot more winners that aren't winners. I mean, there's so much negativity, I think, that goes on, and especially in football. And it's a brutal sport. Like, I get it. Like, it's going to be – you're going to have the tensions are going to be high whenever you're hitting somebody. But the confidence and the energy that they have within each other was just amazing. And you could see why that they had that number one next to their name.
No doubt. And you were really jacked up about doing it last year, and there were social videos. It seemed like a really good time. I used to wear a sports bra to high school volleyball games. I had a couple friends on the Lebo team, and we would wear sports bras, and we would go to all the matches.
You felt the need to say that?
Yeah.
We wore a sports bra.
That's just what we wore to the games. It's like if I painted my chest and my face to a football game, I would tell you I used to be the dork that painted his chest and his face to go to the games. And that's what we did. We wear the sports bras, and then we would have Lebo on our tummies. Supporting the team, Doran. School spirit. We were pretty good. I met some of the Pitt volleyball players at that event, the Alliance 412 event. They're all like 6'12".
Yes, all taller than you. And more athletic.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
Both of those things.
Smarter.
Also goes without saying.
Go to a better school.
And kiss my butt.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.